With your BRH Sports for Friday, September 29th, I'm Bo Gaspard. New Orleans Saints quarterback Derek Carr is still rehabbing his shoulder injury, which has been a major blow to a Saints offense that has only scored just 53 points through three games this season. On the bright side, Sunday marks the return of running back Alvin Kamara, whose three-game suspension is now over.
With the weapons we have, you know, you feel like you know the potential we got. You know, sometimes when you see it not come to fruition, it's annoying, but, you know, it's a lot of things. It's player error. Everybody wants to blame coaches, but it's some things we got to execute better.
The Saints will host the Buccaneers Sunday with kickoff at noon on Fox. One bright spot for a struggling LSU defense this season will be the return of veteran linebacker Omar Spites. LSU head coach Brian Kelly is taking proper precautions to make sure that Spites stays healthy in the long run and makes his presence known against the Rebels this Saturday.
It's a fast tempo offense. You know, you're really talking about quality reps, and he's going to fatigue. And so it just makes sense that we're, you know, on top of that and, you know, be really careful that we integrate him back in the game in the right manner.
LSU will battle Ole Miss at 5 p.m. and the game will be broadcast on ESPN. The Raging Cajuns will travel to Minneapolis in order to face the Minnesota Golden Gophers. The game features the first road start of former Mass and Prep quarterback Zion Chris. While head coach Michael DeZormo sees Chris's potential, he knows that
for 99% of the quarterbacks out there, their feet need to be good. And he's really talented, and he can make off-platform throws and do those things. But the reality of it is that you give yourself a better chance to be accurate when your fundamentals are the same.
The game will be on BTN, and kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. Louisiana Tech will visit UTEP today as the Bulldogs hope for their first road win since 2020. And the game will kick off at 8 p.m. tonight on CBS Sports Network. In other news, Thursday night's high school football saw Union Parish defeat Franklin Parish 55-33, Byrd handled Benton 61-34, and in an overtime thriller, Patterson beat Franklin 14-8. With your BRH Sports, I'm Bo Gaspard reporting.